So we're really happy today to have, before they leave, Richard to preach to us from God's Word one last time.
很高兴能够 Richard 在离开台湾之前能够对我们讲最后一次的讲道。
And I'll let Richard do the rest.
Yes, thank you. I'd just like to thank Joel for giving me the opportunity to speak one more time to you guys.
我很感谢就给我最后一次机会来讲到。
Never mind. Yeah, I usually strike fear into the hearts of my translators.
教会翻译最怕翻我的讲道。
Because I have a very difficult writing style, so.
因为我的写作风格非常的不同。
So we'll just remember Melody as she translates for me today.
所以请大家体面的多多祷告一下。
We're going to be reading from Corinthians chapter 8 and 9, so it's a long passage.
今天要读哥林多后书八章和九章，蛮长的。
So to read in English and Chinese is going to be take quite a lot of time. So what I'd like to do is, those of you that are... English readers, if you would just read in silence chapter 8 while we read chapter 8 out loud in Chinese, and then we'll read chapter 9 in English, and those of you that are Chinese readers can read silently in Chinese so that you get everything. Okay, so can I have a volunteer to read chapter 8? 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9.
所以我们哥林多后书八章用中文念，九章用英文念。现在请一位帮我们念中文八章。
I tell you what, with chapter 8, we can read from verse 1 to verse 15. 1 to verse 15, that'll be fine.
八章只要念1到15节就可以了。
So do we have a volunteer?
我们请一位帮我们自己念中文。
Helen? Okay. So Helen will read the Chinese. And then can we really have a volunteer in English for chapter 9?
那另外请一位帮我们念第九章全部用英文。
Okay, thank you. Alright, alright, let's read.
哥林多后书八章一到十五节，弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，仍有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。我可以证明他们是按着力量，而且也过了力量，自己甘心乐意的捐助，再三的求我们准他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上有份，并且他们所做的不但照我们所想望的，更照神的旨意，先把自己献给主，又归附了我们。因此我劝提多，既在你们中间开办了这慈惠的事，就当办成了。你们既然在信心、口才、知识、热心和待我们的爱心上都格外显出满足来，就当在这慈惠的事上也格外显出满足来。我说这话不是吩咐你们，乃是借着别人的热心试验你们的爱心实在。你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可成为富足。我在这世上把我的意见告诉你们，是与你们有益，因为你们下手办这事，而且其此心意已经有一年了。如今当办成这事，既有愿做的心，也当照你们所有的去办成。因为人若有愿做的心，必蒙悦纳，乃是照他所有的，并不是照他所无的。我原不是要别人轻省你们受累，乃是要均平，就是要你们的富余现在可以补他们的不足，使他们的富余将来也可以补你们的不足，这就均平了。如经上所记，多收的也没有多，也没有有余，少收的也没有缺。
There's no need for me to write to you about this service to the saints, for I know your eagerness to help, and I've been boasting about it to the Macedonians, telling them that since last year you and Achaia were ready to give, and your enthusiasm has stirred most of them to action. But I am sending the brothers in order that our boasting about you in this matter should not prove hollow, but that you may be ready, as I said you would be. For if any Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, not to say anything about you, would be ashamed of having been so confident. So I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to visit you in advance and finish the arrangements for the generous gift you had promised. Then it will be ready as a generous gift, not as one grudgingly given. Remember this. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. As it is written, he has scattered abroad his gifts to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store of seed, and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be made rich in every occasion, so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of God's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Because of the service by which you have proved yourself, men will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ. For your generosity is sharing with them and with everyone else. And in their prayers for you, their hearts will go out to you because of the surpassing grace God has given you. Thanks be to God for this indescribable gift.
Let's just have a quick word of prayer.
我们先祷告.
Lord, we just thank you for your word this morning. I just pray that your spirit would be amongst us and make it plain to us, Lord Jesus. I just pray that you'd be with myself and Melody as we bring your word, and Lord, that you would just move your spirit in the hearts of our people. In your name, amen. 2 Corinthians is a very difficult book to understand. Paul usually writes quite theologically, but 2 Corinthians is a very emotional book.
通常保罗的书信都是非常神学性的, 但是哥林多后书是充满感情的。
So I'm just going to give us a little bit of background to why Paul is talking about generosity to the Corinthian church.
所以我跟大家介绍一下背景，为什么保罗要在这个时候跟哥林多教会讲慷慨捐赠的重要性。
It was written during the reign of Claudius, the Roman emperor.
他写这封信的时间, 刚好是罗马帝国克劳迪大帝掌权的时间。
It's about the 55 AD, AD, more or less.
大概是, 西元55年的时候。
But at this time that there was a famine that was going through the entire Roman Empire.
那时候罗马帝国遍地都是饥荒。
And we know this because Luke actually tells us in Acts chapter 11 that this famine was prophesied by one of the men of the church.
为什么我们知道有饥荒呢? 因为路加他在使徒行传里面有告诉我们说这个饥荒 教会里面早就有人预言到了。
And at that point when the prophecy was made, Luke writes that the disciples, each according to his ability, decided to provide help for the brothers living in Judea.
那时候因为有人做了这个饥荒的预言，所以路加他就写说，在路加福音里面写说，于是门徒定义照个人的力量捐钱，送去供给住在犹太的弟兄。
But this planning and generosity didn't just stop with the disciples, it actually went out to the churches as well.
但是他不是只是说门徒要去慷慨的帮助这些有需要的人，他也只是各地的教会要来帮助这个有需要的人。
If you flip back a few pages to 1 Corinthians chapter 16.
请大家翻回到哥林多前书16章。
You'll see at the top of the chapter that Paul writes a short piece there about the collection for God's people.
在16章一开始的时候，保罗讲到收取教会奉献的事情。
And he asks that the Corinthian church at this time set aside money for the cause of the church in Jerusalem.
他那时候他呼召哥林多教会的人要抽一笔钱来帮助耶路撒冷的教会。
He writes, on the first day of every week, each one of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with his income, saving it up,So that when I come, no collections will have to be made.
二节的时候他说每逢七日的第一日个人要照自己的进账抽出来留着免得我来的时候现抽。
So that's our background.
所以这就是背景。
We have a prophesied famine.
有人预言饥荒会发生。
It is severe in the empire, but specifically in Judea.
在罗马帝国各地饥荒都很严重但是特别在犹大地特别严重。
There are brothers in need of help.
教会有人会有需求。
And provision is made generously available.
所以要慷慨的来帮助这些有需要的人。
So I want you to cast your minds back a little bit and can you remember a time? Does a story ring any bells?
所以我请大家回想圣经里面的故事，大家有没有觉得圣经里面以前，旧约时代曾经有什么例子
？Joseph.
约瑟的故事。
Okay, it's quite interesting. The time with Joseph, there was a famine in Egypt.
很有意思。约瑟的时候也发生了饥荒。
It was particularly severe in Canaan.
在迦南地特别严重。
There were brothers in need of help.
而且很多弟兄都需要帮助。
And Joseph was there to provide.
约瑟他就是慷慨帮助他们的人。
Can you remember what was the outcome of that story of Joseph?
大家记不记得约瑟的故事的结局为何
？What is the final result？
最后的结局为何
？Eventually, 430 years of slavery. I was thinking more of the immediate result of.
我是说
，Sorry。Everybody had food.
每个人都有饭吃。
Everybody had food, that's for sure. In particular, Joseph's family had food.
约瑟的家人也有饭吃了。
But what happened to Joseph's family?
但是约瑟的家人发生了什么事？
They moved to Egypt, alright. Jacob was reconciled. The family was reconciled. So there was through that whole process, food was provided and they were reconciled.
过程就是约瑟给他们的家人饭吃，然后约瑟和他们的兄弟们也和解了。
If you actually read the passage in Genesis, you will notice that there are two things which I want to point out to you this morning.
如果大家去读创世纪这段的话，我想这个故事里面有两个重点，我希望跟大家分享。
The first one that there was specifically great rejoicing by Joseph's brothers for his kindness and generosity.
第一个就是因为约瑟对他的弟兄非常的慷慨仁慈，他的兄弟心中充满了极大的喜乐。
He could have easily shut them up in jail for years and years and years.
事实上，约瑟大可以把他们关在监牢里面关好几年。
And as I mentioned, as a result of his generosity, their hearts are softened towards him, and the whole family is reconciled.
因为约瑟对他们的慷慨，所以他们的心对约瑟的心也柔软了，所以整个家庭就可以和解。
And the other outcome was that God is praised for bringing Joseph to Egypt.So making the way for that provision to eventually be made.
另外一个结局就是他们大大的称赞神，因为神把约瑟带到埃及来，为了他们将来的饥荒做准备，来帮助他其他的弟兄。
And if you look in our passage today, at the end of chapter 9, you will notice that this is what Paul points out too, that there's two things that generosity leads to.
我们如果看哥林多后书九章，后面这边的话，保罗也指出，你对人慷慨会产生两个结局。
The one thing is the overflowing expressions of thanks to God.
第一个就是对神大大的感谢。
And then praise to God for the people who bring His generosity.
而且他们赞美神，因为神带领了这么多人来帮助他们。
So what I got out of this similarity of situations was that God has given His church a model for generosity.
所以我从这两个故事里面我得到的感想就是神设立教会是要我们作为慷慨捐献的典范。
And I believe that the model provides a benchmark for you and me to examine our hearts as to where we lie as regards our generosity.
而且我们也可以从这个教会的典范来检视我们自己捐献的态度。
Okay, so what is this model?
所以这个典范到底是怎么样一个典范呢?
I want to play a quick game first.
大家要不要猜猜看是怎么样的典范?
It's a favorite of mine, it's word association.
大家要不要形容这个典范是什么样的典范?
I hope this will translate well, I don't know. Alright, my question to you is, which of the following two words would you associate with generosity? Let me finish the sentence. Which of the following two words would you associate with generosity? A, spontaneity, or B, financial planning?
我告诉大家两个形容词好了，一个是自发性的给，另外一个是有计划的给。大家觉得说捐献应该是怎么样的捐献呢？
Don't think too hard, it's word association. What do you...A. Anyone say B? No, it's not the right answer. neither is quite A the right answer either. It's not wrong to say A, it's not wrong to say B. I think there's a lot of generosity which comes out of a spontaneous heart. But if you think about it, generosity requires...some thoughtful planning sometimes as well. The point,
事实上要慷慨捐献呢，你当然是第一个，你必须要自动自发，你要有自发性的给。第二个呢，你也要有计划的给。所以捐献是要融合这两个。
I think the answer that you gave though, reveals your natural response to generosity.
大家给我的答案就反映出大家对于慷慨的想法是怎么样。
But if we look at the situations before us, you will notice that God's generosity is something of a paradox.
如果我们看经文的例子的话，我们会觉得说，神要我们学习的慷慨其实是融合这两方面。
When the disciples heard of the famine that was going to come, their response was one of spontaneity.
这些门徒他们听到说有饥荒要发生，他们就自动自发的要捐献了。
But if you read through that passage, you will notice that it was also well planned.
但是如果我们再继续看经文的话，我们也可以看到他们在捐献的时候是有计划的。
And Joseph responds in much the same way to Pharaoh. He responds with quite a heart of generosity for the people. Pharaoh.
就像法老一样，法老对于他的子民也是很慷慨。
But he was also quite calculating. He made a very good plan to make sure that there was enough provision.
但是法老他也有很完善的计划，他要帮助他受饥荒的子民。
So generosity then requires both spontaneity and a sense of planning ahead.
所以要捐献的话，第一个要有自发性，第二个也要很仔细的计划。
Which by themselves sound okay, but you put them together and they sound a little contradictory.
虽然说这两个好像听起来是有点矛盾的。
So, my question is, what is at the bottom of this impulse that one day makes you suddenly full of a desire to give money to God's work?
所以为什么你会有这种动力突然间想要捐献来帮助神的工呢？
And at the same time, what is at the bottom of this impulse that sometimes makes you sit back and think, hang on a second, how can I do this in the best possible way?
那为什么你会有那种动力说，好，我现在要坐下来好好的计划，看看要怎么样，好好的计划来捐钱呢？
So hopefully as we go through this passage that you will be able to form a picture of what is the heart of God's generosity.
所以我们看这些经文的时候，希望大家心中可以对于神的慷慨慢慢有一个清晰的概念。
But before I go further, I think there's one issue we need to deal with, and that is, I need to ask you, how do we know that these chapters 8 and 9, how do we know that they refer to, the generosity here refers to money and material possessions?
但是我要先问大家一个问题， 我们怎么知道说 8章 9章 这边所指的捐献 指的是捐献金钱或者是财物呢？
Because neither money or material possessions are actually mentioned in this passage.
因为这段经文里面并没有特别提到说捐的一定是金钱或者财物啊。
Do you have any response?
大家有什么意见吗？
Okay, so there's continuity from 1 Corinthians to 2 Corinthians. It's the same church. And if you read later on in the passage, he's referring to that gift that already been mentioned in chapter 1. So there's contextual evidence.
之前他有提到说要存钱, 所以可能有可能指的是之前要指那个存起来的钱。
Yeah, it is a little bit more it's difficult to just kind of make it abstract giving. One thing that I picked up was that Paul calls this generosity the grace of giving.
其中我认为是捐献金钱的一个原因就是保罗说这个捐献是一种捐献的恩典。He
doesn't call it the grace of warm thoughts of giving in your heart.
他讲的并不是说心里面想要捐献的恩典。
And I think all of us are guilty of warm thoughts, but cold action.
我想我们自己很多人都是心里面想要捐献，可是实际上却没有做出来。
Yeah, I just wanted to make that point because sometimes I think this passage is abstracted.
我想要把这点讲清楚，因为这段经文其实在这点上面是有点抽象的。
Okay, so we're definitely talking about money and or material possession.
所以这边指的捐献，指的一定是捐献金钱或者财物。
Okay, now if it is as Paul says that God's generosity is the grace of giving, then we can see that what Paul is going on is that this is a gift of God's grace.
如果说我们可以捐献是一种捐献的恩典的话，那表示我们可以捐献是来自于神的恩典。
So being able to give is something that God gives you through His grace.
所以我们之所以能够捐献，是因为神在他的恩典里面给我们这样的能力去捐献。
And it's specifically something that overflows from your heart once you receive Christ into your heart.
特别是我们接受耶稣之后，我们的心里面就自然而然会流露出这种想要捐献的欲望。
And we see that specifically with the Macedonian church.
我们在马其顿教会 的例子中可以看出来，他们有这样的欲望。
But the Macedonian church, their generosity was not just an overflowing of joy on God's grace.
可是马其顿教会他们之所以捐献，不只是因为说他们有神的恩典，他们心中喜乐捐献。Paul
also says that it rose up out of poverty.
保罗说，事实上马其顿教会也是很穷。So
it did not come from riches.
所以他们不是有钱的教会。What
does this mean?
那这告诉我们什么呢？
Well, I believe that it means that God's impulse, the impulse of giving that God gives you is not that you give out of surplus, but that you give out of subsistence.
我相信神是所给我们动力来捐献，不是说因为我们自己有余，所以要来捐献，而是我们每天就只有从我们仅有的这一部分，刚刚好足以糊口的，我们还从这部分里面抽一部分来捐献给别人。
Just to clarify that point, it doesn't mean that if you have been given much, that, you know, that's not, you shouldn't be free to give. But the point is that God's generosity doesn't come from the fact that you have extra to give. It comes out of what He has given you for subsistence.
讲更清楚一点，就是说，不是因为你自己有余，不是因为你自己得到很多，所以你才要来捐献，而是神要我们给的是我们每天仅有的那一部分，仅足以糊口那一部分，神要我们抽一部分来捐献给别人。
We most often call that your daily bread.
我们通常说这是我们每日的粮。
So generosity is to come from the daily bread.
所以我们慷慨捐献的来源是我们每日的粮。
And if you look in verse 9, chapter 8, verse 9,
我们看一下八章九节。
You will see that this is exactly the same impulse that allowed God to put Christ on earth.
我们从这个经文可以了解到为什么神要让耶稣活在世上的时间都过着贫穷的生活。
He says, he put Christ in poverty upon earth so that his generosity, God's generosity, could flow through Christ, who is our daily bread.
这边说，因为，
did you read a verse?I didn't read that, I paraphrased.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 就是因为
Okay. God put Christ in poverty upon the earth so that God's generosity could flow through Christ, who is our daily bread.
神让耶稣在世上活着贫穷的生活，可是神却可以从耶稣其实就是我们每日的粮，从这个我们每日的粮身上向我们显现出神的慷慨。
So if you've got this desire to give away money that you need, then it's a supernatural gift from God.
所以你如果有那种意愿想要去捐钱给别人，其实是这是从神而来的一个超自然的礼物。
I think the principle of the tithe ties into that. Our tithe comes out of what God gives us, not what is left over at the end of the month.
所以十一奉献就是从我们每个月有的抽出十分之一来奉献给神，而不是说到月底的有剩下的钱再给神。
Which is the complete opposite of the world's view of charity, is it not?
这是跟世界上所谓的做善事的原则是完全相反的。
The world's view of charity is often to give out of your surplus, right? Am I right? I mean, that's fair enough, but that's not what God's generosity is about.
世上所谓的做善事都是自己有剩下的拿出来捐献给别人，可是这不是神所谓神的慷神所喜悦的慷慨的概念。
Alright, this generosity is also, it's not commanded, nor is it insisted upon.
而且这样的慷慨不是说我们可以去命令别人要对我们这么慷慨，也不是说我们要坚持哪些人对我们这样慷慨的捐献。
Paul says,about the Macedonian church, he says, they did not do as I expected them to do, but sought out God's will.
保罗提到马其顿教会的时候，他就说，其实我并没有期待马其顿教会这么慷慨，可是神，因为神的旨意原是如此，所以马其顿教会他们有办法这么慷慨的捐献。
And then he says to the Corinthian church that I am testing your sincerityof love in comparison with this example of the Macedonian church.
保罗也说他要测验哥林多教会的爱心是否为真诚，所以他把哥林多教会拿来跟马其顿教会做个比较。
Alright, he says to them, I'm not commanding you to give.
保罗跟哥林多教会说，我不是命令你们一定要捐献。
But I'm comparing.
但是我把你们跟马其顿教会拿来做个比较。
And okay, so from a practical point of view, I think that if you desire to see the fruit of the Spirit's generosity at work in your hearts, consider the Macedonian example.
所以从很实际的角度来看，如果我们希望圣灵能在我们心里面结出很多果子的话，我们可以来看看马其顿教会的例子。
How spontaneously does your heart respond to the needs of God's people?
你看到教会里面有人有需求的时候，你会不会有那种自动自发的那种动力要来帮助他们呢？
Alright, so much for spontaneity. How about planning?
所以我们刚刚讲的都是自发性的、自动自发的捐献。那如果讲到有计划的捐献，那又是怎么一回事呢？
It's very clear from these passages that dealing responsibly with generosity is required.
从这个经文里面很明显的，神要我们很负责任的去慷慨的捐献。
Although your generosity is to come out of your daily bread, yet it must be according to your ability.
虽然说神要我们的慷慨捐献是从我们每日的粮当中抽一部分来捐献，但是我们也要看自己的力量能力够不够。
Now, in the case of the Macedonian church,It's clear that God had really blessed them with grace.
我们可以看到神真的是大大的降恩典给马其顿教会。
They were very poor.
他们很贫穷。
But they were able to give according to their ability, then some.
但是他们却有办法依照自己的力量来捐献。
So, I think when God is talking about ability here, there's a strong connection to grace.
所以神在这边讲到依能力依力量捐献的时候，其实这个力量跟恩典是有很大的关系的。
So where grace abounds, so does ability.
因为恩典丰富的时候，你的力量自然就会大大增加。
But we don't always experience grace abounding. We don't always experience grace abounding.
Okay, 但是我们不是说常常有办法经历丰富的恩典那种感受。
What we mostly experience is where grace is sufficient.
我们常常要告诉自己，神的恩典是够我们用的。
And that's it is no disgrace to give sufficiently according to your ability.
所以你要依自己的能力来看看能够捐多少，这样做其实是没有错的。
And I think this is the case which Paul is pointing out for the Corinthian church.
保罗也要，他那时候也想跟哥林多教会指出这一点。
Originally, when they had heard about the needs of the Jerusalem church, they had responded very spontaneously.
他们一开始听到耶路撒冷教会有需求的时候，他们很自动自发的就要捐钱了。
And now Paul is urging them to match that desire with a final result, a gift.
保罗告诉他们说，你们一开始有这个心愿很好，可是你们也要有办法在后来的行动里面有办法给出你们当初想给的那个数目。
Okay, so, but he says something very interesting in verse 12.
Paul 在八章十二节这边讲一句很有意思的话。
He says, if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have.
因为人若有愿做的心，必蒙悦纳，乃是照他所有的，并不是照他所无的。
And what Paul is saying is, don't promise what you cannot give.
保罗意思是说，你如果没办法给这么多，你一开始就不要承诺要给那么多。
What is the result if you do that?
如果你承诺了，后来又不能给，那会造成什么后果呢？
Look at chapter 9, verse 5.
我们看一下九章五节。
He says, so I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to visit you in advance and finish the arrangements for the generous gift you had promised. Then it will be ready as a generous gift, not one as grudgingly given.
因此我想不得不求那几位弟兄先到你们那里去，把从前所应许的捐资预备妥当，就显出你们所捐的是出于乐意，不是出于勉强。
Have you ever promised someone something? And then thought,
你有没有曾经答应要给别人什么东西，结果后来又不情愿给呢？
And you thought, I really didn't want to give that.
你会觉得说我不想给了。
I don't know, I've done that.
我自己就有这种经验。
That's the point here. It's like, don't promise too much.
所以一开始就不要承诺给太多。
Rather settle on something that you're able to give cheerfully.
你就是把你手边有的就把它拿出来，心甘情愿的给。
Because there's a worse situation.
因为你如果答应了又不给，这是最坏的情况。
You might find yourself where you cannot actually make your promise.
因为你会发现你必须破坏自己的承诺。
And that's what drags Christ's name through the mud.
你这样子也会让耶稣的名受损。
Recently in the world, unfortunately, but there have been quite a few big disasters. Big disasters. No, in the world.
最近世界上很多地有些地方发生了一些大灾难。
And, the moment they happen, you'll have governments promising millions of dollars. And then 1 year, 2 years later down the line, people are still starving in Africa because that money hasn't arrived, or people are still living in mud huts in Indonesia because the money hasn't arrived to build those houses.
结果呢，这些灾难一发生了以后，很多政府都答应要给钱，要给几百万美元。结果几年过去了，非洲人还是活在贫，还是挨饿。那印尼的那些灾户还是住在就是草屋里面、土屋里面，没有受到帮助。
So that's what makes people like me cynical about governments.
就是因为有这种政府，所以才会有人像我这样子，对于政府非常的看不起，不信任。
So don't allow people to become cynical about the church.
所以我们不要让人家也对教会产生这种不信任、看不起的态度。
All right. The preparation has a very another key purpose.
为什么要事先计划来捐献呢？这个有一个很重要的目的。
A core purpose of the generosity or notice is that so another church's shortages may be relieved.
我认为捐献的另外一个核心目标就是这样子有需求的教会才可以得到帮助。
Chapter 8 verse 13 says, our desire is not that others might be relieved while you are hard pressed.
八章十三节这边说，我原不是要别人轻神。
God does not want you to be in a difficult position.
他们说，我不是要让别人轻神，你们受累。神不是要我们因为捐献，结果自己搞得自己很累。
A position where you give out too much and you can't feed your own family.
他不会说要我们一直给别人，结果我们自己的家庭反而没办法维持。
And if you're giving like that, if anything, I think that opens you up to the danger of false humility.
因为如果说我们自己不足还一直要给的话，那我们就会有一个危险，就是我们的谦卑会变成是虚伪的。
Of giving too much and then you know not being able to live, but having a hard, stubborn pride about it.
就是说我们给那么多，然后自己没办法好好的过日子，然后还心里面觉得很骄傲，觉得说我可以给这么多。
No, I think the big point for me and preparing the sermon was understanding that God's desire for His generosity among the churches is that there be equality.
我在准备这个讲章的时候，我了解到说神要我们对其他的教会慷慨，是因为要我们学习慷慨，是因为这样子每个教会才可以有公平的收入。
Can you turn quickly to Acts chapter 4, verse 32-35?
我们看使徒行传四章35-36节。
We see this principle at work here as well. All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they all shared everything they had.With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and much grace was upon them all. There were no needy persons among them. For, from time to time, those who owned lands and houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put it all at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to everyone as he had need.
对不起，32-35节。那有许多信的人都是一心一意的，没有一人说他的东西有一样是自己的，都是大家公用。使徒大有能力见证主耶稣复活，众人也都蒙大恩，内中也没有一个缺乏的，因为人人将田产房屋都卖了，把所卖的价也拿来放在使徒脚前，照个人所需的分给个人。
Now obviously here's another situation where grace was in abundance.
这边我们可以看到，他们有办法这么做，是因为神的恩典充满他们。
But even here, you'll notice the possessions weren't sold willy-nilly.
但是我们也可以看到，他们这边在卖这边的财产的时候，不是乱卖的。
They weren't just sold. Oh, I'll sell it.
他们不是说哦，就卖了，就这样卖了。
They were sold as there was need.
他们会卖他们的有的财产，是因为他们看到别人有需求。
So I can really think of no greater witness.To the world than a church sharing its wealth equally amongst itself.
所以教会能够公平的把教会的财产分给所需的人，事实上是世界上对于财产公平最好的见证。
And the reason I say this is that's because this idea of equality among men is man's utopian dream.
因为人类最理想的境界，所谓的柏拉图， 乌托邦的这个境界就是每个人都能够公平的活着。
So, I think the idea if there can be greater equality among churches, it's a really great witness.
所以教会里面这个公平的情况显然是比较好的，所以教会是一个好的见证。
Okay. Hang on, I've lost my train of thought. Okay. So, the impulses that underlie God's generosity are His grace.
所以为什么我们会有动力去给呢？第一个是因为神给我们恩典。
This makes your heart spontaneous.
所以我们会有自动自发的心，自发性要去给。
And His desire for equality.
还有因为神他也希望每个人都能够平等的活着。
And this sets your heart on planning to achieve this goal.
所以为了要达成这个公平的目标，我们就要好好的计划。
Okay, but what are the results? What's in it for you?
但是捐献，捐献，好好的捐献对我们自己来讲有什么结果呢？
Okay, so we come to the fairly well-known passage, which, starting from verse 6.Sowing generously.
所以我们看哥林多后书九章六节，这是一个有一句很有名的经文。
Paul first gives us a warning.
9:6. 九章六节，保罗在这边他给我们一个警告。
He says, "Those who reap sparingly, those who sow sparingly will reap so sparingly."
他说，少种的少收，多种的多收。
And those who sow generously will reap generously.
那些多种的就可以多收。
And then he also says, each Christian should give what they have decided in their heart and not under compulsion.
他说个人要随本心所酌定的来给，不要纵然也不要勉强。
So this is the standard.
所以这就是一个标准。
If you want the results, here is the core issue.
如果你想要知道给捐钱会有什么样的结果，这边就告诉我们一个非常核心的问题。
And in terms of examining your life, cheerfulness is the key.
因为你要自己检查自己，你在给的时候是不是甘心乐意。
I think a heart is very quickly aware if it is not cheerful about giving.
如果说你自己不甘心给的话，你其实可以很快发现自己是这样的态度。
Okay, so the result of generosity, Paul says, is that God will make grace abound.
你丰富的给神，他的恩典就会丰富的在你身上。
So if you're busy being faithful, if you're giving according to what God has given you, then God will allow that grace to grow.
所以你如果很信实的照神给你的份，你去给别人的话，那么你身上的神给你的恩典就会大大的增加。
And what is the promise there? Once He makes grace abound, so that what?
那神的恩典大大增加的时候，我们可以有什么样的应许呢？
As I say in verse 10, I think.
第十节这边。
Hang on. Verse 8.
第八节。
God will make grace to abound to you so that... That you will abound in every good... in my Bible it says, so that in all things...God is able to make grace abound to you so that in all things, at all times, you will have all that you need...
第八节这边说，神能将各样的恩惠多多地加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足。
Need for what? For pleasure? For enjoyment?
这凡事是什么样的凡事？是指说我们生活的享乐吗？还是什么？
New computer, iPods,
是说我们可以有钱去买一些电脑、iPod 这些东西吗？
No. Carry on to the end of the sentence. You have everything that you need and you will abound in every good work.
不是的，神说这边使我们凡事常常充足的意思是说，我们能够凡事常常充足，所以可以去多行各样的善事。
God allows His grace to increase so that you can give more.
神他的恩典多多的加给我们，这样子我们才可以多多的去捐献给别人。
So that the good work you've been doing with what he has given you can get more.
所以你因为神多给你，你就可以去多行善事。
I think this is quite an awesome promise.
我觉得这是一个非常奇妙的应许。
But I think it does require you to ask God for perspective on what are your needs.
但是因为这个应许，我们也要去问神说，那我们可以清楚知道我们自己的需求为何。
You know, sometimes needs can be very strange.
有时候我们的需求的东西是一些很奇怪的东西。
I'll give you a quick example. I got married a couple of years ago.
我几年前结婚。
And I had a specific need.
我那时候有一个特别的需求。
My wife wanted to go to Italy on honeymoon.
我太太想要去意大利度蜜月。
Now, in most cases, that sounds like a ridiculous need. Like, I want to go on holiday.
在那个时候听起来好像很荒谬，就说我想要去度假。
But this wasn't just any need, this was a honeymoon.
但是这个不是一般的度假，这是我们的蜜月。
And I believe that for God, marriage is very important.
我相信在神的眼中婚姻是非常重要的。
And that for this honeymoon to take place was an important starting step for our marriage.
所以我认为蜜月对我们婚姻来讲是很重要的第一步。
So I asked for this need.
所以我就求神供应我这样的需求。
And I didn't even have money to pay for a wedding. Neither of us had any money to even pay for a wedding. And God blessed us so much that we paid for the wedding, we went to Italy for a couple of weeks, we came back and we still had money in our account.
我那时候连办婚礼的钱都没有，可是神他竟然丰丰富富的供应我们，那我们不但可以办婚礼，去意大利度蜜月，度蜜月回来以后竟然还有钱剩下。
And that is what has made my heart, because of God's generosity to me, it's made my heart more generous.
那因为神对我这么慷慨，那也帮助我后来能够变得更为慷慨。
The reason I mention that example, because it's a kind of strange example. So needs can be very strange sometimes.
我觉得这是一个很奇怪的例子，但是也要借此告诉大家，有时候我们自己的需求也是蛮奇怪的。
So just ask God for perspective on what your needs are for that you can further His work.
所以我们要求神开我们的眼睛，那我们可以从神的角度来看我们的自己的需求是什么，这样子我们才可以帮助神的工推动。
Okay, another way we might interpret good works is that good works is providing for the daily needs of others.
还有善事的另外一个解释就是说，每天供应那些有需要的人。
And in this case, we can see that the daily needs of others needed to be met.
我们从这段经文可以了解到，别人每天的需求，我们要努力去帮他们，要努力去供应他们。
Now it is God who supplies the seed and the bread.
神他是提供给我们种子，提供给我们面包的人。
Which are your daily necessities?
他提供我们每日的所需。
So, if he is giving you the seed and the bread, he will be then increasing your store of provision.
如果神他有办法每天给我们种子，给我们面包的话，他当然也可以帮助我们，增加我们的所存有的储藏。
He will give you the ability to enlarge your harvest of righteousness.
神可以帮助我们增加我们仁义的果子。
Okay. Now note that the increase here is not an increase of righteousness.Is increased in the harvest of righteousness.
神他这边说的不是说增加我们的仁义，他说的是增加我们仁义的果子。
Giving does not make you a better person.
你能够慷慨捐献，不见得说你一定可以成为更好的人。
In a sense of making you more holy.
或者说，因为慷慨捐献，你就成为更圣洁，不是这样的。
What it does do is allow the Spirit to sanctify. Is that the right word? I think so. Yeah, to work his power through you so that you can grow to be more like Christ.
因为我们给的时候，神的圣灵就可以在我们透过我们来做工，让我们变得更像耶稣。
So what is the harvest of righteousness?
所以仁义的果子指的是什么？
It is the blessings of the fruit of the Spirit, of which generosity is one of them.
是圣灵的果子带给我们的祝福，圣这个祝福其中之一就是慷慨。
So what Paul is saying is that you will become rich in the grace of giving and rich in material possessions to be generous at every moment that you can.
所以保罗这边说，我们就可以有丰富的恩典，那我们可以去给予别人，我们也可以有丰富，我们因为给我们可以有丰富的财务和金钱，那我们可以继续去捐赠给别人。
So that doesn't mean you're going to be a millionaire.
那不是说不是说我们一定每个人都会成为百万富翁。
You might, you know, depending on where you're living and the situation that God has got you in, He's going to provide you abundantly to meet the needs of the people that you are in and around.
神会看每个人的情况来决定要怎么样带领。如果说你，神会依照你身边的人需求的程度来给予你你所需要给别人的。
So the last thing I want to look at today is why this indescribable gift?
我要讲为什么神要给我们这个恩赐，这个说不尽的恩赐，就是给予慷慨给予这个恩赐呢？
The answer is quite simple.
答案其实很简单。
To generate thanksgiving to God.
就是要让我们心里面产生对神的感恩。
To the gift of generosity, all right, while its practical element is to supply the needs of God's people.
慷慨的恩赐可以让我们很实际的来供应在神里面有需要的人。
It is not merely utilitarian.
不是，可是这不是只是说，就是纯粹去帮助别人的举动。
It's not just a redistribution of possessions.
也不是说平均的分平均的分布财物。
If that's what Christianity was, it would be no better than socialism or Marxism in its ideal.
如果说基督教里面所谓的定义。所谓慷慨的定义只是这样子的话，那基督教的慷慨跟马克思主义跟社会主义有什么不同呢？
These ways of thinking, they desire to redistribute wealth so everybody can live equally.
就是以上刚刚讲的那些主义，他们就是想要平均的分散财务，让每个人可以平等的活着。
But we know that they don't work.
但是我们也知道马克思主义、社会主义这些都行不通。
So,Generosity is much greater than just the redistribution of possessions.
所以慷慨捐献不只是说平均的把财物分出去而已。
It leads to an overflowing thanks to God.
我们慷慨捐献，我们心里面就可以丰富的对神感恩。
Thanks from people who have received these gifts of generosity.
特别是那些从你这边得到财务捐赠的人，他们心里面会充满对神的感恩。
Does that make any sense?
这听起来有没有道理呢？
Okay, doesn't make any sense to me. Do you know what I mean? Like God, that the gift of generosity is so that we can praise God. It's quite deep.
因为有这个别人慷慨捐赠给你的礼物，因为有慷慨的捐赠，所以我们可以来赞美神，这是一个蛮深的概念。
This praise, Paul says, comes in two forms.
我们会用两种方式来赞美神。
Praise for your obedience to God that has accompanied your confession of Christ.
我们可以赞美神，因为我们顺服神，我们承认耶稣。
So if you're giving, then people that are receiving your Christians who are receiving your gifts will be giving praise to God for your confession of the gospel of Christ.
所以如果从你这边的所以你如果给别人从你这边得到援助的基督徒，他们就会赞美神，赞美你，活出福音里面的一个原则。
if you look back at that Acts passage, it says, with great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and much grace was upon them all. There were no needy persons among them. So it's a very strong relationship to sharing the gospel of Christ and generosity. The Acts passage, chapter 4, verse, I guess, 33.
Okay. 所以在使徒行传四章三十三节这边说，使徒大有能力见证主耶稣复活，众人也都蒙大恩。所以慷慨捐献，跟活出福音是有很深的关联的。
And secondly, there's also praise for generosity and sharing with them.
而且他们也会赞美神，因为你慷慨的分享你的财物，跟这些人分享你的财物。
In other words, your generosity enables others to praise God.
别人因为你的慷慨得以来赞美神。
They praise God for you.
他们因为你的善行，他们来赞美神。
And this leads to prayers for you.
他们也赞美你。
And this leads to their hearts being shaped in love towards you.
而且他们的心也会受改变，他们对你的爱会增加。
And a great working of love and bringing the church together.
因为这样的爱增加，会让教会更有凝聚力。
I want to finish off with a word picture. I want to finish with a word picture.
What's a word picture? 我想。
A word picture, picture in words, an illustration. Thank you.
我想要用一个例子来做结束。
All right. In Mark's Gospel, if those of you that have Bibles, if you want to turn there, I think it's Mark's Gospel chapter 12, I think. Mark has given us a fantastic picture of generosity.
在马可福音里面有一个慷慨捐赠的很好的例子。
Chapter 12, verse 41. It's a story of the Jesus in the temple, and he sees the widow giving an offering.
马可福音十二章四十一节这边，耶稣在圣殿里面看到一个。寡妇来捐赠。
Now, firstly, Jesus goes to the temple and does a very strange thing.
耶稣他住在圣殿里面，他做一件很奇怪的事。
He goes and sits there with the express purpose to watch people putting money into the offering bowl.
他专门坐在那里，就是要看人家怎么样捐献、奉献银钱。
I can imagine Joel going to sit at the back and watching people. How much should they put in?
如果就坐在后面去看人家捐多少钱，他会不会觉得很奇怪呢？
So Jesus, yeah, he's doing really something really strange.
所以耶稣他做的就是这种事情，这不是很奇怪吗？
And he sees many rich people come along and put in large amounts of money.
他看到很多有钱人来奉献很多钱。
But then he sees a poor widow and she comes along and puts in two very small copper coins.
但是他看到有一个寡妇来，他投了两个小小的铜钱。
To contextualize it, maybe we can say like 2 NT.
大概是我们就说那个两个小银钱就是两块台币好了。
And Jesus calls his disciples and say, "Hey, come and look at this."
那时候，耶稣就叫他们读过来看这件事。
This woman is putting more into the treasury than anyone else.
他说，这个寡妇投的钱比任何人投的钱都还多。
They gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all that she had to live on.
因为其他人都是自己有余拿出来投在里面，可是这个寡妇是自己不足，把她一切养生的都给投上了。
Do you see in that just one line?Everything that Paul has been saying being summed up.
所以，我们可以这边有一句话，把保罗刚刚所说的一切话都做一个总结了。
She didn't give out of wealth. She had nothing to give, but she gave out of her poverty and she gave willingly.
她自己不是很有钱，她自己很不足，可是她把她一切都投上，而且她是心甘情愿的奉献。
The thing that amazes me most is that she gave all she had to live on.
真的让我觉得非常惊奇的是，他把他所有的一切都给投进去了。
Now, isn't that irresponsible?
这是不是有点不负责任
？I mean, we've just been looking at the Bible and saying we still have to have responsibility in our giving.
我们刚才说要捐献的时候，也要有责任感。
By giving all she had, it left her destitute.
他可是他把全部的钱都投进去，那他自己不是什么都没有了吗
？She had nothing to provide for her daily needs.
那他每天要吃饭的钱从哪来呢
？So I thought about this for a while, and I thought, how many weeks has she been doing that?
所以我自己看这段经文的时候，我就在想说，这个寡妇投两个小钱，她这么做已经做了几次了
？I bet she's there every week.
我猜他大概是每个礼拜都会到圣殿里面来投钱。
She'll be back there next week with another NT to drop in.
他可能相信他下个礼拜来到圣殿的时候，他还是有两个小钱可以投。
I mean, I'm just poetic license, but I see possibly beneath the story, there's somebody who's gotten to the point of perfect trust in God's supply.
我接下来讲的是一种比较诗人的诠释，就是我自己猜的，就是我想这边的给我们这个例子是要告诉我们，这个妇人对神有完全的信心。
And Jesus calls his disciples over to boast about her.
而且耶稣还把他门徒叫到他身边来，跟他们夸耀这个妇人的行为。
And because of her example, the Spirit moved the Gospel writers to include this story in the Gospels.
这个妇人的行为甚至感动了福音这本马可福音书的作者，所以他才把它写在福音书里面。
And we have this opportunity to praise God for her obedience.
而且我们看到这个例子，我们就赞美神，为这个妇人的顺服来赞美神。
And for her generosity.
而且我们也因为这个妇人的慷慨来赞美神。
And all those people that put in all their lots of cash, we don't know anything about them.
那些投很多钱的那些人，我们也不知道说这些人到底是不是自己有才给，还是不足了还是给。
Okay, so two practicalities.
所以有两个实际的应用原则。
God gives you the grace of giving.
神给我们恩典，让我们可以去奉献，可以去捐献。
But you receive it in the form of a seed. Seed.You receive it as a seed.
但是我们把神的这个恩典，我们就看作是一颗种子。
And we know the Bible says for a seed to grow, it needs to fall to the ground and die.
圣经告诉我们，一颗种子要长大，它就必须掉到地里面死。
So if after listening to the sermon you feel, oh, my generosity is so small.
可能大家听了今天讲到之后，会觉得说我实在没办法很慷慨的奉献。
I want to say, do not despair.
我要告诉大家，不要因此而感到灰心。
A seed does eventually grow into a big tree or a beautiful plant.
因为一颗种子后来长大以后，会变成一个大树或者一个很美丽的植物。
So the challenge to you this morning is to allow God to take the seed that He has given you and begin with the smallest act of generosity that you can do cheerfully.
所以今天给大家的挑战是，你就运用神给你的这个这个奉献的恩典，不管你能做的捐献是多么小，你就甘心乐意的来奉献这么一点点小钱。
That is the generosity that God desires.
就算数目小，你这样奉献，甘心乐意的奉献，神也很愿意接纳。
And then you can let Him bless you with more grace, so that your giving can increase.
你也可以求神祝福你，让你可以有更多的恩典来多多给别人。
Not only the giving of materials, but the giving of your heart.
当然不只是说财务方面的奉献，你要把你的心更多的给别人。
And I have an idea. I would want to. It's been on my heart all week, and I thought, well, what about New Hope?
我这个礼拜来一直在想说，那捐献这个慷慨捐献这个概念，跟我们教会有什么关系呢？
New Hope was started as a church with a desire to set up other church plants.
我们成立希望教会的一开始的宗旨，就是希望能够从这边开始到各地去，台湾各地设立更多的教会。
We have at the moment we've got two churches that are related to us. One is in the Lotus Hill community in Qizhi, and the other one is at Qidu.
我们现在有两个姐妹教会，一个就是汐止水源山庄的教会，另外一个就是基隆的七堵教会。
Now the one out in Qidu is the one that's in greater need.
基督教会有的比较需要帮忙。
As a church, we do support Caleb and his ministry there.
我们教会已经在支持那个天德的服事，还有基督教会了。
We set aside what we can are able to give every month.
我们每个月就尽照我们所能的，就有一笔预算是来帮助他们的。
And recently, we were able to actually add a few more thousand every month as well.
过去这几个月以来，我们有办法再多给他们几千块。
So this is, I feel, it's in accordance with God's model.
我觉得这就是符合神要我们慷慨捐献的一个典范。
But next week we're going to be visiting Chidu.
但是下个礼拜我们会去七堵教会。
And we're going to be worshiping with them.
我们会跟他们一起敬拜。
And I was wondering if, I know it's a short period, but over the time of a week, whether we could appoint someone to find out what are their needs.
我不知道说这我们这一个礼拜的时间，但是不知道说这个礼拜可不可以找一个人去了解七堵教会的需求。
What are their current needs, maybe in terms of a few material possessions that they require?
去了解说他们是不是有一些财务上面的需求。
And possibly that we could take a gift of generosity out of the plenty that we have here at New Hope.
因为我们希望教会其实我们是蛮我们是蛮充裕的，所以我们可以给他们一个慷慨的礼物。
So I'm going to leave you with that, and maybe Joel can, we can organize somebody to send out email, and we can get some kind of quorum, and then maybe plan in some form to take some form of a gift with us next week to Chidu.
所以看 Joel 的意思，我们也许可以看用 email 寄给大家讨论看看，要下礼拜要带给七度教会什么样的礼物。
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
谢谢大家。